morning and welcome to Wellspring, a service of Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital on 1450 WHTC, your hometown station.
Here's Sarah, Dr. Kluth.
Thanks, Duke. Good morning and welcome to Wellspring, a live broadcast sponsored by Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital. Something fun is happening in downtown Zeeland on Monday evenings beginning on July 7. Here to tell us about this is Jim Schottel from the Michigan West Coast Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Sarah. Thank
you. You're wearing your Zeelandmania hat today.
You bet.
And what is Zeelandmania?
Zeelandmania was a festival of sorts, started by Zeeland Festivals, City of Zeeland, and Spectrum Health Community, Zeeland Community Hospital together. They formed that event about 3 years ago. It's an 8-week-long summer event that provides fun, free activities for families of our community. For the past 3 years, we've been going, and we're starting again the first Monday night in July, 6 to 8 in downtown Zeeland.
You know, you're talking about outdoor activities, Jim. What if it rains?
Well, if it rains, if it's just a little mist, Jim's reluctant. And I work with the ladies, and we try to keep going if it's just misting. But we have to cancel.
So you said some of the key players in the Zeeland. It's a partnership, isn't it?
It's a partnership. And Carrie Van Dorp from the City of Zeeland and Amber Tahar from the hospital. Those ladies are so talented, and they come with so many good ideas that they're two of the very important people behind this.
So, how did the idea originate?
Well, we were looking at what can we do in the health arena for our community that is positive. There were several negative talks about new health care and how much health care costs. So, we knew if we could get people to be more active, and people are out and about and thinking positively, our health is better. So we've gotten, we worked with a hospital, and we're really pleased. And Amber, who is the person from the hospital who's been on this, she had been with me when I was at New Groningen. She was a parent there and helped me with some health initiatives there. So we started talking, and then Carrie and Abby was on there, and Carrie came in. And it's just one of those things that's just kind of morphed into something fun.
Something fun. And you mentioned this is the third year, isn't it?
This is the fourth.
Oh, it's the fourth year.
We've got 3 years of history now.
So let's talk about the event. It's on Monday evenings, downtown Zeeland. Time is
6 to 8 p.m. And we close the street, and it's there. Of course, we're looking forward to when we have the splash pad also. One of the events that brought the most was a simple sprinkler that we put in the street. And now we're going to have a wonderful splash pad that will replace that sprinkler. We're going to start out the year with our sprinkler yet. It's a 2-inch pipe with holes in it, and everybody wants to do that at home, but you can't do that. You have to have a fire hydrant pressure, and we're very fortunate that the BPW has worked with us, and that's always fun on these hot summer evenings.
Is there anything new and different this year from other years?
Yes. One of the things that's happened is our funding has increased with our partners, and we're looking at some events, and every night we have sort of a keynote, and after the first night, and there are some things that happen the same every night.
Okay,
so
let's talk about the first night, July 7. In the past, there has been a big balloon drop.
Yes, our merchants are going to do that balloon drop again in the cooperation of the fire truck being there.
And what's so unique about the balloon drop?
People love the coupons that the merchants put in those balloons. And I tell you, the children that come, there is pandemonium. It is just, there's so much excitement there, and it's beautiful. Abby and Carrie took a video of it the first year, and we've used that video since. The blue sky and those beautiful balloons. It's just, it's a celebration, a start of our community.
Okay, so Zeelandmania will start with the balloon drop again.
Yes.
On July 7. Is that right away at 6 o'clock?
6:15 sharp, the materials say.
Well, that's important because, you know, 6:15 sharp, you want to be there. Because if you're there at 6:20, those balloons are going to be gone.
Yes.
Okay, so you talked about there's going to be a keynote, usually, or something very special on every evening. So tell us about what's happening on July 7th.
All right, well, the first night, the balloon drop is sort of the keynote. But we have a DJ the Clown's coming to do his entertainment, and we have some other things that are still quietly being put together. So that the big one that night is DJ, but there's other things I can't tell you about yet. The one of my favorites, though, that will come that has been there before that's of that first night is the Clean Hands Racing Team. They put a racetrack down, and the students or young folks mainly, but some of our adults like to run those cars. They're remote control. So that is always a big night when they're there.
You know, you've been talking about that a lot of the times. We keep talking about kids, but really, is this an event for people of all ages?
We have taken our number one group is families, but most of the activities we have, there's not one age that doesn't find something fun there. And that's been we decided we needed to, as an event committee, we needed to have a group that we were really
targeting.
But we've gotten in their age, all ages. And as we mix some of the things up, because some of those things that are made for families, we never outlive our wanting to see them and be a part of them.
Well, and it's a great event for grandparents to take their grandkids.
It's become an annual event for some of my friends to bring their grandkids.
Okay, so the first week, it's going to be the balloon drop. That's the main thing. Tell us about some of the next weeks that are coming up.
Farm night, even though we don't have a theme every night, we sort of have one for the second night. And we have antique tractors. And last year, they were a big hit. And those men, as much as they love those and women that bring those tractors, as much as they love them, they let people sit on them and touch them. And they're there. So we'll have that. And the Critter Barn will be there. And one of the best attractions that we have in our area is the Critter Barn. And you talk about touching furry animals and hearing and experiencing all of your senses, those animals are there.
What about refreshments?
Well, it just happens that night. We're going to have different refreshments each night of some sort. But we have restaurants that we don't have to do a lot of worrying about it because our restaurants downtown Zeeland are always willing to provide just the taste that you need. And we have the new Fuzzy Peach. If you haven't visited there yet, I've visited several times, and so we don't have to worry too much. But that first night, or that second night, July 14th, we do have the Veggie Wagon coming out of the YMCA group, which has veggies for sale at a very low cost, fresh veggies. And we're going to have the Macatawa Bank Snack Wagon that night. And I think they're going to give away ice cream again that night.
Okay. So that's the first week is the balloon drop. The second week is a farm emphasis with some things. What about the next week?
Well, Kevin Camerod from Holland is going to come in. He is a fantastic puppeteer. And we're going to have him on stage. It is just going to be one of the best.
You mentioned the stage. Where is the stage going to be located?
Well, we're still working on that. And one of the things that we're looking at is we want, as soon as we can, we want to use the stage in the splash pad. And that isn't going to be ready at the first. So we're looking at where do we build the stage, and we're negotiating, and I'm working with some folks.
But you're talking about the main place is going to be barricaded.
In the street.
So it will be between Elm Street and Church Street. That's where the majority of the activities are going to be.
But we'll wrap around on some nights, and as soon as the splash pad is, we're going to go downhill.
Okay. How is the splash pad coming, Jim?
Excellent. I go by there every day looking, and it's beautiful. The construction folks are doing such a good job. We've always, for a long time, we've needed a bathroom facility, public bathroom facility, and that's bricked up and looks and fits into the architecture of downtown, and the fence posts are there, and it's going to be, we're hoping, early in August, but it could be the middle of August.
Okay, so the splash pad does have a stage, and you said, yeah. And there's going to be different sprinklers in the splash pad.
Oh, yes. And although many of us love to go to the Holland one, this one's going to be a little different, so they won't be not in competition or whatever, but two wonderful spots to take children.
Great. Okay, so let's talk about some of the other weeks. What week are we up to?
July 28th, we have an aerial circus coming in, and Kinder Music, and the Z-Bus will be there. Those of you who have small children to check out books, the Z-Bus is always fun. One of the things I said earlier, but I want to my fingers on it, inflatables. We're going to have some new inflatables, and the past 3 years, one of the favorite things of kids is to come in and either bounce or run or some kind of activity, physical activity on those inflatables. Then August 4th, we have the medical vehicles and Zealand Fire and Rescue, and there's a magic show. And that's going to be, I don't have a lot of information yet, but Carrie tells me this is going to be one of our best. So I'm anxious to see that magic show. Then August 11th, we have the Stilt Walker coming. The Grand Rapids Children's Museum is going to be there doing some activities. We're going to have some reptiles coming by, some snakes out of Hope College, and we're going to have Zealand Rec. There are some people coming from there, and Zealand Public Schools. Just lots of good things. Let's go on to August 18th. Fire up and play.
Fuel up and play 60.
Yes, and I'm trying to remember the young lady.
Kelly.
Kelly from Atkins from the hospital is going to be there, and Jerry the Juggler. Those of us who like juggling, and there's always fun to watch, and those are the main two there. Then the last night, August 25th, is another celebration, and we'll have a Spanish puppet group that night, and we're hoping to, we're going to have that clean hands, that racing, the remote cars again.
Splash pad will be open.
Splash pad, and there's a group of our cheerleaders from Zealand who do children's game for Pumpkin Fest. They're going to do children's games that night. So it's a real fun end of the season.
Jim, you know, when you're talking about all these activities, is there a cost?
We're trying that there's no cost. This is for fun.
This is a gift from
mainly from the hospital and Zealand festivals and the city of Zealand.
Do you have other partners that you're working with?
We have a number of partners volunteering. Some of these groups, they're reduced costs, you know, coming in, the police. A big thank you to the city for their help with setup. So there's just too many to list.
So where can people get more information? I know, you know, I asked you to be here now because we wanted to plant the seed in people who are listening so that they can plan their Mondays for July and August on their calendar. Where can people get more information? Because you talked about a lot of different things that are going to be going on.
Soon to come your way on Zealand Field of Zeal Facebook page and the Spectrum Health website. Will be a listing of all of these events, much more specific than what I gave you today. It's going to be coming. We're very close to having that release of it.
Jim, are volunteers needed? Or, you know, how do you staff something like that? When you talk about a setup, I know you talked that the city of Zealand is being very instrumental in helping, and we appreciate that.
Well, part of the cost is we have a young man does most of the setup, and he closes the street for us, and some of that you can't use volunteers. But we have used volunteers, and some of the activities need volunteers, and they can go on the Feel the Zeal page and let us know they'd like to volunteer. But this event, we find that people want to come and take part rather than volunteer. We need more volunteers for Pumpkin Fest coming up. But this event is one put on by these three organizations for the families of the Zealand and And we go, we have people coming now from Grand Rapids and Holland, and we love to make you all part of our Zealmania family.
Thanks for being here today, Jim. Zealmania, it's on Monday nights in Zealand, starting on July 7. It's in downtown Zealand. It's from 6 to 8 p.m., and as Jim talked about, it's a fun, family-friendly, healthy, lots of activities for you, and it's free. So we encourage you to mark it on your calendars, and you can look very soon on the Feel the Zeal Facebook page for a complete listing of events and on spectrumhealth.org/Zealand. Until next week, Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital wishes you well.
Thanks for listening to Wellspring, a service of Spectrum Health, Zealand Community Hospital on 1450 WHTC, your hometown station.